This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today, proclaiming the Word of God. We're looking at Luke 23, verse 39. The Word of God says, "One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, 'Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us.' But the other rebuked him, saying, 'Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong.' Then he said, 'Remember me when you come into your kingdom.' Truly, Jesus said, 'I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise.'" Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The grace of God at the last minute of his life gave him the opportunity to turn to Jesus. Have you turned to Jesus? Oh, you know he's a historical figure. Oh, you know that he did miracles. Oh, you know that he cast out demons. But do you know him? Do you know him? Is he known to you? Have you experienced him? Have you allowed yourself to surrender to him? You see, everyone in the church is not necessarily a Christian. Like everything in the garage is not necessarily an automobile. That's why the Word of God must be proclaimed in the church, so that people would come to know, experience, give their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh yes, I started in 1968 by the grace of the Lord. The last Sunday in August, by the grace of the Lord. And it is by his grace that I am still around, proclaiming the glory of God through the power of the blood of Jesus and the outpouring of his love on the cross and his glorious resurrection. Oh yes, his resurrection life flowing through these words today. Not because of me, I have nothing to do with it, but because I've given myself to Jesus. There's resurrection life flowing through these words today. And it's for you. Oh yes, it's for you. I know you've been going through a very hard time, a very difficult time. I know. Things are not good with you. I know. But I'm telling you, turn to Jesus. Turn to Jesus. I remember after I had given my life to Jesus in 1968. I remember it might have been a Sunday in the afternoon. I felt so desolate, so desolate. I could not deny what had happened to me on that last Sunday of August 1968. I could not deny it. I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit before I even knew there was a baptism of the Holy Spirit. But this Sunday, I was desolate. Oh, yes. And in my desolation, I turned to Jesus, who seemed so far away. You see, I just like being honest with you. I'm not going to tell you Father Tom is a He-Man Christian. Oh, no. I was so far away experientially. But I was desperate that Sunday, desperate for Jesus. I didn't feel him, but I knew he came. For in my desperation, I called out to him. And he tells us, no one who comes to me will I ever reject. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And it is the will of him who sent me that I should lose nothing of what he has given me, but that I should raise it up on the last day. Oh, I've had many days of desolation, but in the midst of my desolation, by grace, I would call upon the name of Jesus, who seemed so far away. I remember one day when I was in the seminary. I was having a very difficult day. I went up to the library where nobody was. I was facing a window and a desk. And I said to the Lord, the greatest prayer, I believe I said, help. And immediately, I was brought to the throne of God. Immediately, I didn't see anything. It was dark, but it was peace. And it only lasted a second, 2 seconds. And I knew I would be all right. I had been brought to the throne of God for 2 seconds. Oh, yes, I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that. When I finished after those 2 seconds, I was encouraged that I could go on for another day by the grace of God. As they say in AA, one day at a time. I say sometimes 1 minute at a time. He is faithful. He will always be faithful. That's his nature. He will never leave you nor abandon you, though you have been left and abandoned by so many people. He will never leave you or abandon you. He is faithful and true. Oh, yes. Since 68, my life has been the Lord's life. Since 68, by grace. But let me also tell you, there were many dark days. There were many dark days. And in the midst of darkness, I cried out to Jesus. Not much happened, but I knew that I knew this Jesus who I experienced in the last Sunday of August, 1968, heard my desperation. I didn't feel it, but I knew it. I knew it. And you know what? He knows your desperation. He knows what you're going through. He knows you. And you need to call upon his name. Whether you experience him or not, he will be faithful. He will be faithful. That's his nature. He will not abandon you. Oh, yes, I remember one young man saying to me, Father Tom, the cards are all stacked against me. And I said immediately, God can shuffle the deck. I don't know where that came from. It certainly wasn't my mind. It was the Holy Spirit. The Lord will shuffle the deck. Do you feel that the cards are against you today. Well, I'm telling you, Jesus will shuffle your deck as you give yourself to him the best way that you can. It's real. This life of being a Christian is real. I will not tell you it's easy. Oh, no, it is not easy. And for people who say it's easy, they're lying to you. Because we have three enemies: the world, the flesh, and the devil. I will tell you that you can live a victorious life one day at a time by grace. By grace through faith. But it is not easy. You know why? We're going upstream, and the world is flowing downstream, and we are caught in the current of going upstream. It's not easy to be a Christian. Oh, yes, salvation came through faith and baptism. Salvation came to me in 1968. I received the presence of God, but there have been many days of desolation. And in my desolation, I turned to the Lord. You know why? I have nobody else. I have nobody else. That's why. He's the only one I have. When the door is shut in my room at night, he's the only one I have. And I'm going to tell you, he's faithful. And he's true. And he's wonderful. Oh, yes. For you, he gave his life. For you, he gave his life. Yes. And if you were the only one in the world, he would have done it for you. That's why I proclaim the cross. Far be it from me to proclaim nothing but the cross of Jesus Christ, where I have been crucified to the world and the world to me. Oh, that holy apostle Paul said those words. Far be it from me to proclaim nothing but the cross of Jesus Christ, where I have been crucified to the world and the world to me. Oh, I have been proclaiming the cross of Jesus since 1968. I have before me a beautiful crucifix telling me, do you see the love of God poured out for you and for you who listen? Do you see the love of God poured out while you were far from him? Oh, yes, our backs were against him. We were walking the wrong way, and we heard the good news that he gave his life and his blood for us. And we turned around and said, Jesus, I surrender. I remember that day. Oh, I had been a Christian for many, many months. But I remember that summer day when I was working in East Boston for APAC, and I was desolate. I remember going to the Chapel of the Holy Redeemer at my lunch break or whenever I went, and I said, Jesus, before the Eucharist, Jesus, help me. I'm desolate. Help me. I need you. Help me. I can't go on unless you help me. What did I feel that day? Nothing. What did I know that day? That he was going to help me. I knew it. I didn't feel it. I knew it. Because he's faithful and true. You see, when I preach the gospel, I preach it to myself as well as to you. Because I am weak. And that's real. I don't have to prove it to you. God knows I'm weak. God knows it, and I know it. But in my weakness, I turn to Jesus, who is my strength. I have nowhere else to turn, and neither do you. Neither do you. Not to drugs doesn't help. Not to alcohol doesn't help. Not to feeling good. Not to sex doesn't help. But to turn to Jesus in the midst of your desolation. To turn to Him who loves you and gave His life for you in your desolation. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Desolation can be good if we turn to Jesus. I remember making a retreat when I was a new priest. My father had just died. It was an 8-day retreat. It was a quiet retreat, no talking. I was in extreme desolation during the 8 days of that retreat. So much in desolation that the woman who was guiding me couldn't understand what I was going through. I was going through the death of my father. I was going through the death of my father. She couldn't understand it. She was guiding me. And I had only one resource, the Blessed Sacrament, the Lord Jesus. She couldn't help me. She was supposed to be guiding me. I was too much for her. My desolation was too much for that woman, but not too much for Jesus. Not too much for Jesus. Your desolation is not too much for Jesus. No one can help you but Jesus, for no one but Jesus knows how, as that wonderful little old lady Sadie used to preach to me. That's real. But where do you turn in your desolation? Some people turn to drink. It doesn't help. Some people turn to fortune. It doesn't help. Some people turn to the occult. You're turning to the devil. People turn. They turn to everyone but to Jesus. That's why I'm preaching. I'm preaching so that you will turn to Jesus today. Me too. Me too. That you will turn to Jesus today. No one else. No one can help you but Jesus. For no one but Jesus knows how. And He is the only one that can make your dung into fertilizer. Oh, yes, He can. He can make your dung into fertilizer through the power of His cross. And that's what He does. Oh, yes. Are you under it today? Well, go to Jesus. Go to Jesus, who will never leave you nor forsake you. Are you having a hard day, a hard week, a hard month, a hard year? Go to Jesus. Go to Jesus. For no one can help you but Jesus. For no one but Jesus knows how. It is my privilege to be able to speak to you for 26 minutes today about the power of Jesus, crucified, dead, buried, and raised from the dead. Hallelujah. It is my privilege to be able to tell you, you are not God's impossible case. You are not God's impossible case. get rid of your pride, thinking you're the impossible, that God can't change. Get rid of your pride. Get rid of it now and offer your life to Jesus again. 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 Get rid of your pride, thinking that you're the nut that the Lord can't crack. There's no such person. You've been had abortion after abortion. You think you're doomed. Go to Jesus. Go to the cross. Get to confession. God has mercy for you. Mercy. Mercy triumphs over justice, the Bible tells us. God has mercy for you. But you need to humble yourself and turn to Jesus in your brokenness. He makes your dung into fertilizer. I know that to be true because that's what he does with me. Oh, I've had difficult days, difficult months. I've had difficulty. But in my difficulty, by grace, I turn to Jesus. And those difficult times didn't end right there. But I knew he heard me, and that what I was going through was not going to defeat me. I would be a conqueror, and more than a conqueror, through Jesus Christ, who died for me. You too. I'm not special. I'm not special. It's not for me alone. It's for you. For you. He did it for you. He was crucified for you. He was buried for you. He rose from the dead for you. He is in love with you. We always say Jesus loves you, but I'm telling you today, Jesus is in love with you. Oh, yes. Not many people say that, but he is in love with you. At the right hand of the Father, he intercedes for you right now. At the right hand of the Father, his glorified hands have your name written on them. It's you he loves. And he wants us to be in love with him as he is in love with us. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, you gave us all you had. Thank you, Father, you gave us the best. Thank you, Father, for the blood that he shed for our salvation and our forgiveness. Thank you, Father, that you gave everything when you gave us your only begotten Son. Jesus is in triumph today, and he has triumphed over death, your death. He has triumphed over sin, your sin, mine too. He has triumphed over sickness, your sickness, my sickness. He has triumphed. He is the triumphant Jesus now at the right hand of the Father, at the right hand of the Father, interceding for you. Hallelujah. He's wonderful. He's wonderful. He's more than wonderful. Oh, people have asked me, how can you continue to preach every day? Because the one I'm preaching about is infinite. Hallelujah. He's infinite. He's infinite. And he's infinite love for you this day. I see someone who is running away from Jesus. But where you're running to, you're going to find them, because it's a dead-end street. Yes, the answer is not in drugs. The answer is not in liquor. The answer is not in fame. The answer is not in wealth. There's only one answer, and that answer is in Jesus, who leads us to the Father and who gives us the Holy Spirit. Oh God, thank you for the gift of the Spirit. Thank you for the gift of Pentecost. Thank you that you so loved us that you not only died for us and rose for us, but you send your Holy Spirit upon us who are in absolute need of you. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.